Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, I am joined by Skylar Baird, the 2024-2025 Middle Tennessee State Vice President. Skylar, if you'd like to introduce yourself, go ahead.
Hey everyone, so once again, I'm Skylar Baird. I am so thrilled to be serving this year as the Tennessee FFA Association Middle Tennessee State Vice President, and I'm so excited to be here today on this podcast. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. So I always start out with this question at the beginning for every podcast I'm on. I like to hear everybody's FFA journey. So starting off, would you want to talk a little bit about what your FFA journey has looked like over the years?
So I love how you said journey, because it definitely has been one. And really starting off freshman year, I actually had no idea what FFA was. So coming back, I moved from Virginia and I moved to Tennessee in 2020. And so when I was told, hey, you need to join FFA, I really looked at my teachers like they were crazy. And I met with my FFA advisor. And from then on, it just took off running. And I competed in multiple contests as a freshman and a sophomore. But it wasn't really until my junior year where I really got into FFA as I dived into the more leadership aspects of it. And my junior year, I was the Middle Tennessee Regional President after being my chapter's president. And then senior year, I was able to serve as that regional president and be able to be on that platform. And then that led me to running for state office and then now to where I am. But the biggest thing about it is I've been able to compete in a lot of contests, meet a lot of people, and really that blue corduroy jacket, it takes you a lot of different places for sure.
That is like the honest truth right there. Like, you never know where you're gonna end up going when you zip up that jacket for the first time.
I was
randomly thinking about that the other day. I was like, well, I think 3 years ago now, three-ish years ago was the first time I, you know, zipped up a jacket and headed to the Creed competition. And looking back, it's like crazy. But so I know you mentioned that you were serving as a Middle Tennessee regional officer, this past year or a few years ago, wherever now. Would you want to walk through about your regional office year?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So my regional team, it was a team of six, and it was really the biggest thing that made me want to serve this association, and it really made me fall in love with FFA all over again. So back in April of my junior year, I was elected to be the Middle Tennessee Regional President. And so as the regional president, I had the opportunity to work with members that were, you know, closer to my age because I was still in high school. But also I was able to really take on Green Hand Conference, which is a conference that the regional officers are in charge of. And so through the Green Hand Conference, I was able to really see the profound impact that it had on younger members. And I was able to work with my teammates. And the really great thing about regional office is you are still in high school and you're still having to figure out, you know, how do I balance such a big role all while being a high schooler? And it was really great to see how, you know, I was really doing a lot of the things that state officers were doing, but on a smaller scale. And it really gave me a lot of great leadership skills with, you know, just communicating with industry sponsors, working with members, and just collaborating with other people. And so my regional year, it was a really great year for sure for those fundamental skills that I will always owe back to where I am today.
So this past March, which is, it feels like yesterday, you went through the Tennessee FFA state officer selection process. Would you want to walk through the selection process that you went through to get selected?
Yeah, absolutely. So for most FFA members, you know, when you're running for state office, the process, sometimes it's not really the 2 days before convention when the actual interviews are. Usually the process starts several months before. And I mean by that is members are, you know, they're practicing interviewing, they're practicing their test, and they're working really, really hard to make sure they have all the information that they need. And then that goes into the prep courses that the association and universities around the state that they provide. So once members are able to, you know, gain those information and gain those practice, then it comes up to 2 days before state convention. So the weekend before convention, there is a interview process, and that consists of a personal interview, which is definitely my favorite. You know, you get to talk about yourself, and that's pretty fun. And then there's the agriculture issues interview, where you're interviewing about issues currently happening in the world right now that deals with agriculture. And that one, you really got to study up on that. But that's a really great interview right there because it shows you, what do you care about when it comes to agriculture. And then the third interview that comes in the process is the group interview, which I personally had a lot of fun with my go around because you get to be in a room with five other candidates, five to six, and you give off a presentation after you read a certain prompt. And so that really shows a lot of communication skills and how do you work on a team. And so those three interviews are the biggest components of the process. But then there's also a letter writing activity that shows, can you write a letter to maybe when you are a state officer, are you able to write a letter to industry partners and are you able to communicate with them that way? And then lastly, there is a written component, which is a test. And so that written test is knowledge all about FFA. So FFA history nationally and on the state level. And then there's also some information about agriculture on the state and national level as well. So overall, it's a great process while running and it goes really quick, really fast. But it's 2 days before state convention, but for most candidates, they do not rest really until several months. And they do it over and over again doing those practice interviews. But it's a great process for sure. And it really teaches you a lot.
So you were lucky enough that Wednesday morning to hear your name be called to serve on the 2024-2025 state officer team. Would you want to walk through what like some of your favorite things have been while serving on this team?
Oh, yeah. So Wednesday morning, that definitely was a day that changed my life forever. And so, serving as a state officer, from that moment on, we just hit the ground running. And that was a big thing that my team that we wanted to do. We wanted to hit the ground running, serve the members, serve the supporters, serve the sponsors, and just serve the association as a whole. And so really my favorite thing about this whole entire process and this whole entire year has definitely been just being with the members. FFA camp was during the last week of May to the first week of July. And that entire span of FFA camp was, I was communicating with members and I was working with them, but also at the same time, I was having fun and getting to know them, getting to know their stories. And even outside of the FFA camp at other events, I've really been able to just really get to know the members, get to know their stories, the reason why they are in their blue jacket. And that's probably been the most impactful part of my year.
And y'all's year of service has been one that honestly, like, I've looked up to for so many reasons. Like, every single one of y'all on that team just has some, like, I've had connections, thankfully, with all of y'all, and it's amazing. I'm really, really sad for state to come up, but we do
Oh,
have a
yeah.
few things coming up before then. So, I know that y'all are getting ready to go on the Goodwill tour. So, would you want to share what you're looking forward to most with this next week or so of being on the Goodwill tour?
So I'm really glad that you asked that, Carson, because actually right now I'm getting ready to pack up and hit the road for this Goodwill tour. And this is a long week that we have. So it's National FFA Week. So a good full 7 days where my team and I are traveling the state from East to West Tennessee. And we are just communicating with, our industry partners, our sponsors, but also getting to meet the members. And I'm really just most excited about our industry tours. So getting to go to our industry partners and telling them what FFA is. The really great thing about Goodwill Tour is a lot of them, there's some stops that they know what FFA is, but there are very few that they don't know quite all the FFA does. They don't really quite know the impact that it has. And so my team this week, we have the opportunity to share that impact and really just to get to share our stories, how we ended up in our corduroy jackets and how we get to really inspire and impact people throughout our year of service. So I'm really excited to be able to really share our stories with those who may not know what FFA is. And it's a full 7 days, but I'm definitely excited to see the members also when we get to the university stops.
It's definitely going to be a really, really exciting week. And so I know I'm kind of going back in time right now, but I know that y'all were able to attend National Convention this past year as delegates. And if I'm thinking right, you served as a chair to one of the committees.
Correct.
Would you want to share about that experience that you had?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm a big time parliamentary procedure girl. I love Parley so much with my whole heart, and it has even led me to want to pursue a career in agricultural law. But when it came to the point where we were running to be chairmen of our committees at National Convention, which is where we are coming up with issues that we see within National FFA, and as delegates, we can be able to pass motions to help and fix them. So when they were asking who wants to be chair, I was in the running, and then I was lucky enough to be able to get voted on by other association state officers. And so through that, I was able to lead my committee, and we helped to pass several motions and several bills that will be able to be implemented in the next year that will help National FFA and help members. And really just being that chair, you really have to know your parley because you're always using that gavel, and you're just really getting to see, what issues there are right now in National FFA. But the biggest thing is you're seeing the impact that you are able to have with that. And all the states are working together to make sure that National FFA is an association that is lifting up and encouraging all members. And so being that chair was a really a great opportunity to be in that impact.
Definitely. So, switching from national convention to the upcoming state convention. So, is there anything that you could share that like you're really, really looking forward to with state convention? Because I know it's about 40-ish days away. And yeah.
Yes. So actually, 39 days from right now is when we kick off our state convention. And I am definitely pumped up about it. I hope you are for sure. Because, our theme this year is expand your horizons. And so with that, we are always talking about how, you're on a journey. And I like how you said that in the very beginning is, FFA, being in FFA is a journey. But when you get to the finish line, the really great thing about it is you're never done. And so our biggest part about our theme this year for our state convention is, once you get to the quote unquote end of your journey or the end of FFA, or maybe just the end of your sophomore year in high school, there is a horizon there. And we always want to expand our horizons. And so for this year's state convention, I'm excited for all of the state FFA members to be coming together, competing, and just really having a great time because we have a lot of fun in store for you guys. Like, you guys have no idea. There's gonna be so much fun. And we're just excited too because this year we also have some new competitions that will be at state convention, such as the agriculture education competition. So there's a lot of new things happening this year, a lot of great things, and there's just gonna be a lot of energy and hype. So we are super excited about that.
Yeah, this state convention just feels different. And I know, like you said, it's still 39 days away, but like I've been to two now. My freshman and sophomore year, I had the opportunity to go. But looking forward to this one, it just feels so much more different. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's more exciting. I was excited the past 2 years, but like knowing this year, like you've said, the horizons that there are and expanding all of that, it's truly exciting. And yeah, that countdown is on my home screen, I'm ready, but at the same time, like I needed to slow down just a little bit so I could get myself together all the way.
Absolutely.
So moving on to the next question, I did see that you had won a regional proficiency. Would you want to share a little bit about that proficiency or SAE that you had run?
Oh, yes, of course. So I won the Middle Tennessee Regional Proficiency in Equine Entrepreneurship, which is my SAE, my supervised agriculture experience. And with that is I am the owner of the Skyview Ranch Horse Lesson Program. So through the program, I currently have 25 students that ride horses every week. So once a week they come in and I give them lessons. So through the program, I usually have students who are very much beginners. They've never been on a horse before, but I also have a few where I coach them to prepare them for rodeo competitions such as barrel racing, pole vending, and goat tying. So within the program, students will be able to, come to the farm, they pick out their horse, they learn how to take care of horses and really just good groundwork skills. And then they also learn the valuable, traits of working with horses. And that's something that I've always been really passionate about is horses. I'm a fifth generational rodeo competitor, and we raise and we breed reining horses. And so with that, I was like, I want to share something. I want to share something with others. And that's something that I love to do, is sharing what I love. And so through that, I'm able to teach kids and all the way to a 60-year-old client that I have, teach them how to ride horses and even eventually maybe compete and maybe get a horse whenever they're older or when they get to that point. So biggest thing is just sharing what I love and being able to share, the horse industry and about all the good things that are in it.
That really sounds exciting. Like, I've always wanted to know more about horses and all that kind of stuff, and it's really exciting to see that you're able to do that with so many different people. So, another thing that you were able to do as a state officer was attend ILSSO. So, that was about, I think, was it 2 weeks long?
Yes, it was.
So, that was around a 2 week long experience that you guys had. Would you want to share about your time at that?
Oh, absolutely. So ILSSO stands for the International Leadership Seminar for State Officers. I know it's a mouthful, but just as much as it was a mouthful was just as much how exciting it was for the 2 weeks while I was in Spain and in Portugal. So this seminar is full of 75 state officers from across the nation. So I was honored enough to be able to be selected for this, as well as my six other teammates. And so through this, we went to Spain first, and we were able to learn anything and everything about agriculture. We had some stops to look at a dairy farm, which is really cool because the way that they work with their dairies over there is a lot different with their regulations. And we also got to do a tour stop at the Cartuja Horse Stud Farm, which, as a horse girl, is my favorite. Able to see, how they breed their horses, how they work with them, and then how they train them as well. But overall, my favorite part was probably the olive oil plant. So there are thousands of olive oil trees in Spain, and actually, Spain produces 40% of the world's olive oil, and the factory we went to was the largest one there. And we were able to see the process all the way down from planting the olives into the ground to where they are making them ready for the restaurants and taste testing, which is a really great opportunity to see because, we don't have olive oil production as much here in the United States. And I was able to see hundreds of thousands of miles of olive oil trees and see how they get to our tables here in America. And it was a great trip because I was able to really see, there's a big cultural difference over there compared to here. Agriculture looks a lot different with regulations that they have and that we don't have also over here. So it was a really great wide opening opportunity for us, and I really had the best time because it was also my first time overseas. So getting to experience that, see a lot of new things, enjoy some awesome food. Like, it was a blast for sure.
It was definitely one thing that was really fun to follow along with. I know seeing posts from all of y'all, along with all the other state officers that got to attend, was really exciting. So, I have a few more questions that I want to ask, and I try to keep these towards the end because it's always fun to, or like always something that somebody may resonate with more than some other things. So, what is something that you're looking forward to like most with the rest of this year within FFA?
So, it's coming to an end, and sometimes, that's a sad thing to think about, but also there's so many awesome things coming up. So we have our Goodwill tour, we have our Ag Day on the Hill, and then we have state convention. And looking at my calendar, I have it all color-coded and highlighted, and for me in my calendar, FFA is highlighted yellow. And I see yellow everywhere for the next 39 days. And that's really the most exciting thing because we are running, getting so much things done. And really for the rest of the year, I'm just excited to see the members. I'm excited to see them ready and pumped up for state convention. I'm excited to see them competing in these contests. And really, I'm just looking forward to seeing them on the Goodwill Tour because the members are what make Tennessee FFA what it is. There's 33,000 or over 33,000 FFA members across the state, and each and every one of them, just their passion for it, their passion for agriculture, their passion for leadership, it's really inspiring to me. And it really makes me happy to see that, I may be heading out the door, but our association is in such good hands because our members are just top-notch, top of the nation.
Definitely. So
Oh, yeah.
the last question that I love to ask, like I said towards the end, is something that probably everybody will end up remembering if they listen to this episode. So what is one piece of advice that you would give to either an FFA member or maybe just a high school student or middle school student that is hesitant to get involved within FFA?
So I really love this question because honestly, that was me. I was the student that was kind of like, I don't really know if I want to do this. I don't know what this is about. I don't want to be a farmer. You know, all these questions in my head that made me kind of resistant to getting an FFA. But the biggest thing I would tell members is, you know, we all have the opportunity to join these different clubs and join these different things, but FFA is a family. And if you're wanting to be a part of a family that pushes you to be someone who is great at their leadership skills, or you want to be pushed to be someone who is always going the extra mile, then FFA will do that for you. Because the biggest thing is FFA, you know, it's growing and developing your leadership skills and career readiness. No matter what you're wanting to do or what industry you're wanting to go into, this is an organization that really opens doors to so many opportunities. And so, why not just jump in? Because that sounds like one heck of a deal. And so, biggest thing is just jump in with both feet because you will not regret it one bit.
So it has been really, really exciting to have you on the podcast today. And honestly, I loved being able to hear your story more in depth and being able to share it with so many other people through this platform. Are there any like closing remarks that you'd like to give before we end the episode?
So, sure. So, first of all, thank you so much for having me because, you know, it means the world to me to be able to share my story and share my passions and my love. And, you know, I really appreciate you for, you know, taking your time out of your day for this podcast. And I've seen you do some great things. And so, commending you for that for sure. But, biggest thing to go off is, you know, you've already heard me say over and over again talking about the members, but truly, the members is what makes me love what I do. The members is, you know, why we are continuing to, you know, do all these fun things and these fun events. And I just love every single one of the incredible stories that every Blue Jacket comes with. And biggest thing is this is a great organization, and I'm just so thankful that I have been, you know, blessed and honored to help lead the association. So that's my biggest thing is, you know, thank you to the members, and this has just been an amazing year for sure.
Of course. Thank you again. Like I said, I've greatly enjoyed having you on today. And thank y'all for listening to this episode of the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast. I will see y'all back next week.